Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mark Berman covers the New York Knicks and all around the NBA for the New York Post, and he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mark, appreciate the time this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Doing great, Chico, Dustin. I appreciate you having me on.
Well,
yeah, thanks for coming on.
We've got a lot of rumors floating around here as far as the Cavaliers, and now they have the number three pick coming up end of the month, and what to do with Colin Sexton. So naturally, there's trade rumors out there. And it seems like the Knicks keep coming up as a possible partner, as a possible destination for Colin Sexton. So I guess the best way to start, Mark, is Colin Sexton a fit for what Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks want to do?
I mean, he's not the perfect fit, but they're desperate for a point guard. And I know that Colin is more of a shooting guard with the Cavaliers. So it's kind of a risk for the Knicks, but I think they're really desperate. I think they... You know, there's a lot of point guard options out there, but I don't think the Knicks feel very strongly that, say, Kyle Lowry is going to come to them and not the Philadelphia 76ers. Lonzo Ball is a restricted free agent. That's always dangerous if the Pelicans match, and there's going to be a lot of teams in that mix. Dennis Schroeder is okay, but... You know, he didn't have a very good playoff. I think that Colin is not their number one choice at point guard, but if they could get him in a fairly decent package, I don't think Tom Thibodeau gives one hoot about his first-round draft picks at 19 and 21. And Obi Toppin, unfortunately, he might be a decent player down the road, but he's stuck behind Julius Randle at power forward. Neither are very versatile. They both play power forward. That's what they do. Neither can play the three, and neither can play the five very effectively. So I think there's a deal to be made here on draft night.
You know, there's a report out there that says the Cavs may be looking for a veteran player to help this young squad that we've got here in Cleveland. The Knicks don't really have a lot of veterans that could be moved. What would the package include, you think, from New York?
Listen... I mean, the Knicks have a lot of free agents, so like Reggie Bullock could be a nice fit, but, you know, he's going to be a free agent, so if you do that package, it would have to be after the draft. But in terms of veteran guys, that's not where the Knicks can help the Cavaliers. Obviously, Julius Randle's going nowhere. The best the Cavaliers can hope for is R.J. Barrett, but it's a lateral move for the Knicks to trade R.J. Barrett in a Sexton package. Sexton still has not proven that he's a winner. Three horrible Cavaliers teams he's been on, and he's got so much talent, and I just also wonder about his defensive prowess. Tom Thibodeau was all about defense, and that's the reason the Knicks were actually relevant this season. Fourth seed. But they need a point guard. They need more scoring. Colin really stepped it up, you know, this past season. And I think the Knicks have a lot of young assets for the Cavaliers. If they need a really strong veteran in return, you know, there's other teams involved in these sweepstakes that are going to top out, are going to beat out the Knicks if that's what Cleveland needs.
Yeah, Mark, I think it's a great point, and I think it's something that, you know, as Cavs fans, we look at it and say, okay, go ahead and do this deal. But I think Dustin's right. I think they would be looking for some kind of veteran presence. So that aside, I'm guessing the other thing the Cavs would like to do here is to get a decent return, a very good return, with the mindset of, well, Colin Sexton's going to sign, you know, a long-term deal with the Knicks. But here's the thing. As you just said, he still has a lot to prove. He is a liability, as we've seen over the years, on the defensive end. I mean, if he's looking at a max deal, and it's the problem that we have here in Cleveland, do you think the Knicks would be willing to give him max money?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's the only way they'd make the trade. I think the Knicks are pretty sure that that's what he's looking for. One of the, you know, oddball elements of this whole thing is the CAA agent for Sexton is also the agent for Obi Toppin, Austin Brown. So I feel he's behind some of these talks. And Leon Rose is the Knicks president who ran CAA for many, many years. So he's very well aware what Colin Sexton and Austin Brown want if he's traded to the Knicks. So, yeah, I think the Knicks would have to pony up the 168 and say, hey, we're rolling. The kid's 22 years old. He's got a rare skill set. I mean, one of the quickest players in the NBA. With Tom Thibodeau's coaching, the Knicks have some really good assistant coaches in Kenny Payne and Johnny Bryant. They're going to try to, you know, maybe make this guy into a defensive player as well. If you're an athlete like Colin Sexton, listen, he's undersized to defend the shooting guard, but he should be able to defend point guards. If you're that quick,
we've been saying that for a while.
You should be quick on the defensive end. But he obviously cares more about his offensive stats, from what I hear from some scouts that I've been talking to the last couple of days.
You know, because the Knicks would have Sexton's bird rights, that would allow them to go above the cap and still sign some free agents this summer before they'd have to pay Sexton. Is that something that they're looking to do?
Yeah, listen, the Knicks need more than Colin Sexton to, you know, really make a major bid for the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, they were 41-31, but they got blasted by Atlanta in that first round. So, you know, I wonder if 41-31 is a little bit of a misleading because of the pandemic conditions that I believe really favored the Knicks, including an empty Madison Square Garden that we here in New York do not talk about enough. The Knicks have been very bad at home, but they were very good when the Garden was empty, and they were terrible in the playoffs when the Garden was full. It's a tough place to play. Other teams get up to play at a full Madison Square Garden. But when the place was empty or had 1,900 fans, it's a little bit of a different atmosphere. But anyway, I'm getting off the point. The Knicks need more help than Colin Sexton, obviously. Colin has never been to the playoffs or been on a winning team. So in this formula, they'd still have some cap space, even, you know, because it will come in October. You could wait until October to do the rookie contract extension, or you just wait until he becomes a restricted free agent before you make the deal. But I have to feel if Austin Brown of CAA is, you know, coordinating this trade, that there's a gentleman's agreement to give him a big extension.
Mark Berman covers the New York Knicks and the NBA scene for the New York Post. He joins us here on Bull and Fox. So let me go back to Obi Toppin for a minute, Mark. And you know, he's a guy that he didn't really do much in his rookie year. So I guess we're kind of curious, are they still high on him in New York? And the other thing is, you know, this is Leon Rose's first, you know, his big pick, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I know we like to say, well, he's going to do what's best for the team, but sometimes egos get involved. Do you think Leon Rose would be okay with the idea of trading Obi Toppin this early?
Right. Well, I think Leon also wants to do what's best for Obi's career. And I think there's talk within the organization, if Julius Randle is the player they're going to build around, Obi Toppin does not have a lot of minutes left over. Now, listen, Tom Thibodeau doesn't like to play rookies, and I think he should have played Obi a lot more. In fact, I think he played him as much as he did, which was 11 minutes a night, because of Leon Rose. I think he would have tried Kevin Knox a little more, but Kevin Knox is from the old regime. But Obi did show me something in the playoffs. He did get better. He is 23 years old, 24 next season, so it's not like we're talking about a 19-year-old kid. However, he played at Dayton, obviously was a superstar. Everyone thought he was going to the Cavs at five. I think it's a good move for the Cleveland franchise to bring a popular player. I remember asking Bickerstaff about Obi in preseason, and the one thing that stuck with me was he said, I think it was the best interview with a player I've ever had, and he's going to be a great teammate and such. And, you know, the Cavaliers could use some more chemistry in that locker room. So I think Bickerstaff really likes Obi as a person and as a person in the locker room, and he's very athletic, and I think he just needed a little more time on the court to get more confidence, and that did not come in his rookie season.
So, Mark, we've seen our fair share here in Cleveland of very questionable ownership. You've had a front row seat with Mr. Dolan there. Is Tom Thibodeau, is he working there? Is this something that we think that, you know, he's going to be able to get out of the way and Thibodeau's going to be able to do what he needs to do?
Yeah, I think after, you know, Tom winning Coach of the Year, he's got a lot more clout than when he was first hired. Listen, he convinced them to get Derrick Rose because they were sort of against it. It didn't seem to make sense for a rebuilding club, but they became a contender for the playoffs. And Derek worked out splendidly, and we'll see if he comes back as a free agent. But Tom has a lot of clout, and I know that Tom does not love what this draft has become, a draft that is about 19-year-old, 20-year-old players who have 1-2 years of college experience are really not ready to be in a rotation for the most part, even some of the lottery picks. So at 19 and 21 and 32, they also have the 32nd pick. You know, they don't want three rookies to come to training camp. I think Tom would be very happy to trade out of the first round and literally give up those first two picks if he could get a real standout or a starting player. And I think, you know, I think Tom's going to have questions about his defense, but Tom has a big ego, and I think he feels he can make Colin into a better defensive player, and he knows he needs more offense. They were horrible against the Hawks in that first round offensively. As bad as, you know, we thought they'd be all season, honestly. Going into the season, we thought the Knicks would be really struggling to score. And when the playoffs came around, when every team is playing their best defense and have their best game plans and everyone's healthy, the Knicks really struggled.
Hey, I want to shift gears and talk some USA Basketball. I know you're covering them a little bit right now as well and have written about them. People were making a big deal about the loss to Nigeria and the loss to Australia. They come back, bounce back last night with a big win against Argentina. I know it's an exhibition. Do these guys just not care right now? Like, what do you make of the whole situation? Are we making too big of a deal about those two losses?
No, I think it's really a big deal that they were able to lose twice with all those NBA stars on them. But it's a big deal to say that, hey, if you're not playing, you know, your hardest and playing great, playing with great intensity on defense and are in great shape, you're going to lose to a team like Australia that's been together for 5, 6, 7 years. You know, that talent doesn't always win out. And, you know, listen, Popovich admitted last night after the victory, he says, we're not in very good condition. A lot of the players don't have their rhythm because they've been off for some time. And we just got to get in better shape and better rhythm. And I feel by Tokyo, you know, it was a good wake-up call. I think by Tokyo they're going to steamroll, honestly. There's just too much talent, especially if Booker comes along. I don't know about Holiday
right. And
Middleton. I mean, you know, maybe they'll come. But if they get Booker, another terrific scorer, I think that this team is still going to roll to the gold medal. But it's a great lesson for all coaches around, you know, high school coaches and everything. It's not always about talent. You know, it's about how hard you play and how smart you play and how how good a shape you are in. And Popovich says we still got to get in better shape. They looked in great shape yesterday. And, in fact, Argentina looked like they were saving their energy for Tokyo. I mean, their defense seemed to be very soft, and they just didn't have a lot of spirit. It was very strange. They're 0-3 right now in exhibitions.
Mark, we appreciate the insight. Certainly we'll keep our eyes peeled and ears open to what happens with Colin Sexton and talks moving forward with the Knicks. But we appreciate your time this afternoon. All the best moving forward. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, great. Thanks again, guys, for having me on. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Mark Berman with the New York Post.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.